Okay, we're starting here with the Mishnah, the top of Samech Gimel and Aleph. Mishnah says, Minachot, hayu nikmitzot b'chol makom. The mincha has the kmitza taken off of it in any location, ba'azara. So it's similar to the kachim kalim in the end, because the kachim kalim, since we have lifnei petach chol moed in all places, therefore it can be shechted in any place. The kmitza, which is keneged shechita, also over here, can be done in any place in the azara, ve'ina tu in the tzafon. It doesn't need the tzafon. Despite the fact that minachot have a din of kodshei kodoshim, nevertheless, they don't have to do the kmitza, which is equivalent to the shechita, in the tzafon. V'ne'acholot lifnim minakla'im zichrei ke'una, like other kodshei kodoshim, they're only consumed by the male kohanim, inside of the klayim, inside of the curtains, but meaning inside the azara. B'chol ma'achal, they can eat any way they'd like. Liyom v'layla ad chatzot, one day, and the subsequent night until chatzot, the same din as kodshei kodoshim. And that we're going to learn out from the fact that by the lachmei todah, they come with the todah, there we had the same limitation of yom v'layla ad chatzot, so too the menachot here have that same limitation. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, mincha shenik mitza beheichal kshera. If you did the kmitza in heichal, it is kasher. Shekein matzinu besiluk bazichin. Because we do have a similar type of avodah inside of the heichal. So what would be the havamina to be pusel, a mincha that is nik mitza beheichal? The havamina is, like we said before, that lav orach aro. That's not the derech eretz to do something like that inside. That's why by the chatot pnimiyot, that one can't do shechita inside of the heichal. It's lav orach aro. So do maybe over here. You can't do kmitzat mincha inside of the heichal. Along comes Rabbi Elazar and says it's okay because we have a similar avoda inside of the heichal, and that is the siluk bazichim. The bazichim are the levona that's placed on the shulchan along with the lechem apanim. They are taken off on Shabbos and placed on the mizbeach, and they are the matir for the eating of the lechem apanim, ayudei the kohanim. So over there, the bazichim don't have any kmitza, but their siluk, their removal from the table, from the shulchan, is the equivalent of a kmitza. That's their quote-unquote shechita kmitza. So since you do that siluk bazichim inside the heichal, so too you could do a kmitza ta mincha inside the heichal. Meitav Rabbi Yirmiyah v'kamatz misham says that you take the kmitza mimakom shiraglei azar omdot. The suggestion or the limud from the pasuk is that when he does the kmitza from there, is from the location where the zar can stand. Ben Peter Omer minayin shim kamatz v'smo. How do I know if he did the kmitza with his left hand? Shiachzir, he puts it back in. V'kmos v'yamin, he should do the kmitza with his right hand. Tamalomar misham mimakom shikamatz kvar, place that he already took it out from before. Ikita amre. Some say that he asked the question and he answered it. Igadamri Amalei Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa Asav Lecha. I'll explain it to you. Lo Nitzrecha El Hachshir Kol Azara Kula. It's coming to be Machshir the entire Azara. Why? Sachadatcha Mina. I would have thought Hoel Ula Kodshei Kodashim Umincha Kodshei Kodashim. And Ola is Kodshei Kodashim, Mincha is Kodshei Kodashim. Ma'ula tunat tzafon, ab mincha tunat tzafon. So just like the Ola has a requirement of shechita b'tzafon, maybe the mincha has the same requirement of kmitza b'tzafon. It says, how could you learn from Ola? Ma'ala Ola, shekein kalil. I would never think to learn from Ola, because Ola has a unique chumra to it, which is that the entirety of it goes on the mizbeach. So it says, all right, mechatat. Ma'ala chatat, shekein mechaperet al chavei kvitut. You want to learn out of chatat that it's kodshei kodashim, then in the tzafon, so too the mincha. You have a chumra by chatat also, that it's mechaper on chavei. Now we say, all right, Me'asham, let's try from Hasham. Just like Hasham is shechted in the north, so too the Mincha will be shechted in the north. Mar says, Mal Hasham, Shekein Minei Damim, it has blood that's associated with it. It comes from an animal, as opposed to a Mincha, which has no blood, no Damim, that goes on the Mizbeach. So maybe that should be a Chumrah that says that we don't learn from Hasham. So, right, let's say this, Mikulu. Let's do it be a matzad from all of them together. We'd use Ola, Chatat, and Hasham all together, and each Chumrah will cancel each other out. The common denominator is that they are all Kodshei Kodashim and Shechted in the Tzafon, so too for the Mincha. No, Makal, Malakulu, Shekein Minei Damim. That Chumrah that you have by Hasham applies to all of the Karbanot. They all have Dam that ends up on the Mizbeach.
Why didn't they use the Dam for the Ola?
They could have, if they had a better thing by Ola.
But what kind of things is this that they have them in.
That's unique. You have some life that's put on. Dam ha-nefesh. The Torah puts emphasis on the fact that the dam ends up on the mizbech. That's the nefesh that ends up on the mizbech. At the Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra, that it's ke'ilu, you're placing yourself on the mizbech. You could see why damim would have a unique status. Ella itzrif. So that can't be the reason I need the pasuk. Sakadat chaminoho biktiv. I think that it says v'igisha le-mizbeach. That first, before you do the kmitza from the mincha, you have to do hagasha. You have to bring it up to the corner of the mizbeach. So I would think hagasha b'keren maravit jomid, just like the hagasha has to be done on the southwestern corner of kmitza b'keren maravit jomid, because they're juxtaposed on the pasuk. There's a hekesh between them. So I would think just like the hagasha is done in the southwestern corner, so too the kmitza should be done in the southwestern corner. Kamash malon. That's what the pasuk comes to teach me. Mikamatz misham mimakom shraglei azar omdot. Not to limit you to only where Zareem can go, which would be the Makom of Raglei Yisrael, and maybe the Makom Raglei Kohanim, possibly the first 22 Amot in the Azara. It's not coming to limit where you can do the Kmitza, it's coming to expand where you can do the Kmitza. It's coming to be Mafkia, what you would have had of a Havamina, to limit where you can do the Kmitza. So first we thought the Havamina would be in Safon, because it's Kochi Kodashim. We said we don't have any Havamina like that, there's nowhere for us to learn it from. Alright, but now we have a Havamina that it should be in the same location as the Hagasha. Just like the Hagasha is on the Karen Dromit Maravit, so too, that's where the Kmitza should be done. And along comes the pasuk of Kamatz Misham and says, no, you can do it anywhere you want. When you do it anywhere you want, we're not coming to limit you and say only where a Zara can go. We're just saying, no, just not in that corner of the Mizbech. You can do it anywhere where the Zara can go and anywhere you want in the whole Azara. And in addition to that, you have Rabbi Lazar's statement, which is, even inside of the Eichal, one can do such a Kamitza. Alright. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlamim Sheshachtan Be'Eichal Kshirim. That if you shech the shlamim in the eichal, you're also kasher, shenemar. Because we learned this word, it says, shachato petach omoed. That you have to do the shechita of the shlamim outside the doorway of the petach omoed. V'lo yehei tafel chamor min yikar. The fact that the Torah demands that you do the shechita of the shlamim lifnei petach omoed indicates that there's some reason that the petach omoed, the omoed itself, is important to us in relationship to the shlamim. So if the Torah says petach omoed is sufficient to get us connected to the omoed, then certainly in the omoed itself should be good. It should even be better. That's the position of Rabbi Yochanan, why you could do the shechita not only petach omoed, but in the omoed itself. It's either Rabbi Yochanan ben Beteira or Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. The Sefer Shas brings both of them down. Either it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, or he says, I found an older Sefarim that it really was Rabbi Yochanan. The whole Azara is surrounded by the enemy. Kohanim go sneak into the Eichal. As Rashi describes here, they're being bombarded with Avnei Blisterot, all these stones that are being thrown in by the catapults, and they can't stay in the Azara, so they run into the Eichal to consume the Kodashim. And these were dedicated Kohanim. They went ahead, they wanted to make sure that they ate their Kodashim, so they ran into the Eichal. So, Nichnasim Lisham, Ochlim Sham, Kodashim Kodashim, Tamalomar, Bekodesh HaKodashim, Tochlenu. Even in the Kodesh HaKodashim, Tochlenu, you can eat it. Gemara says, okay, I have a question from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beteira. He says that you can eat the kodshim inside of the heichal, but he needs a pasuk for it. He needs a pasuk to allow him to consume the kodshim inside of the heichal, because it says v'kodesh hakodeshim tochlenu, that you can eat it inside of the kodesh hakodeshim. But why do I need a pasuk? V'amai neima b'chatzer omoed yochlu. We know that the Torah prescribes that it must be eaten b'chatzer omoed. Lo yetafel chamor min yikar. So the same thing here. If there's a demand that the eating be done petach omoed or in the ifnei chatzer omoed, then the omoed itself again should be better or even more appealing. I says hachi hashta. How can you compare the two? Hatam avoda do adam avoid bimkom rabo. Amrin lo yetafel chamor min yikar. By avoda by shchita, which is done on behalf or for the master, you're meaning a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the shechita is being done, it's a voda for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there you can say, lo yayei tafel b'chamor min yikar. If you can't do it, or if you don't do it, petach omoed, then certainly do an omoed, because the person who's doing their duty, or doing the work that is demanded by their Rebbe, they can do that in front of their Rebbe. They're not going to be, the master is not going to be upset at him that he's doing the work in front of him, because he asked him to do the work. On the other hand, when it comes to achila, then Adam ochel b'mkom rabo, comes to eating or consuming food, that's for your own personal benefit. That's not for the benefit of your master or your Rebbe. So there, a person does not eat in front of his Rebbe. They eat in the servants' quarters. They eat aside. They don't come and eat before him. Then, lo yitafel m'chom min yakar, lo amrina. There you can't say, lo yitafel min yakar. The consumption of the Kodashim is for your own benefit, it's consumption, it's eating, that is not necessarily shlichuta derachmona. If that's the case, then you can't go and do that inside of the omoed. So when you apply lo yitafel min yikaretz, when you're doing the avoda for a kodesh baruch hu, you're doing the shchita, doing whatever it is on behalf of a kodesh baruch hu, then if you don't do it lifnei omoed, you can do it even in omoed, because that's Hashem's demand. When you're doing the achila, which is your own benefit, that achila, you do it, it's the man is in chatzer omoed. If you come and bring that inside the house or right in front of the Rebbe, that's not acceptable to do it in front of your master. Your master, you don't eat normally in front of the master. The servants don't eat in front of their master, so that would not be an extension. You would not extrapolate the din in that way. And that's why we need a specific posuk to teach us that that's the case here. What's interesting is that there is a chakira or a question, a safek brought up by the Minchas Chinuch, as to whether consumption of kodoshim is a mitzvah or not. Is there a mitzvah l'gavra to consume kodoshim? Or is there simply a mitzvah that kodoshim be consumed? And therefore there's no particular mitzvah in every kohen. The one of the nafkaminos would be if you have to get a kazayit. Does every kohen need to get a kazayit? Because there's a mitzvah in every kohen to be consumed or to have a chilat kodoshim. Or is it just that the kodshim have to be consumed? So no matter how much it is, you're just a participant in consuming the kodshim, but there's no particular mitzvah on the gavra. From here, it would lean towards saying that it's not a mitzvah on the gavra, because here it's indicating that you're not really carrying out the demand of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the demand of the Rebbe. Could differentiate and say eating, even if it is a mitzvah, still is not appropriate to do before the Rabbo, but here it seems to lean more heavily towards the idea that it's kodshim or not necessarily a particular mitzvah on the gavra to consume. Alright, Mishnah. Chatata of, aitana sit al kemen jomit maravit. Chatata of, which is done below on the ground, it goes down below the chuta sikra, is done on the southwestern corner. But it's kosher everywhere. The Gemara will deal with what it seems to be a stira mine oveit. How can we say it's done on the southwestern corner and then you say it's kosher everywhere? Ella, this is its place. This keren, this corner, was important for three things below, meaning that you're standing on the ground, and three things above when you're up by the keren. What's milamata? Milamata is chatata of, is done there. V'hagashot, hagashot are the minachot that have to have the kli, which the mincha is contained within, touch the southwestern corner. Visha Yirei Adam. And we know that the Yisod is there. The Yisod Jomi and the Yisod Maravi are at that corner of the Jomit Maravit. Umilamalon. What do they do above on the Keren up atop? Nisa Chayayin Vamayim. That's because the Karnot are up in the Keren above. Plus, we just read before that they expanded the Mizbeach to include the Shittim. And the Shittim were on the southwestern corner. So that's where the Nisa Chayayin Vamayim has to be done, because it grows down into the Shittim. Ve'olata'of. The Olat Ha'of, which is done above the Chuta Sikra, just like a Chatat Beima, the Olat Ha'of is done above the Chuta Sikra, it's done in that corner. Ugshi Rabah B'Mizrach. That's only the Olat Ha'of, that's not the optimal location. It's only when there are too many Kohanim, and they have excessive Kohanim that are doing it on the eastern side, the southeastern side, that we do it on the southwestern side. Kol ha'olim le'mizbeach olim derech yamin. Anybody who ascends the mizbeach goes to the right, which means that when you walk up the mizbeach, as we discussed yesterday, you'd walk up from the southern side, and then you'd be poneh to the mizrach. You turn to the east, and then you go to the southeastern corner, and then you continue around. If you're facing the mizbeach, you continue around as if you're going to the right. And that would mean that you come next to the northeastern corner, then to the northwestern corner, and then back to the southwestern corner, and then you come down the ramp on the right side as you're coming down, the left side of what you would have gone up. Right, so I explained this yesterday, that Roni mentioned that also, that it's not, the Gemara doesn't look at the turn that you're making, but rather when you're facing the Mizbeach, what's your choice? The Kohen's focus is on the Mizbeach in front of him. So if I'm facing the Mizbeach, it's a right turn. It's always a right. I'm going to my right every time. As long as I'm facing the Mizbeach, I'm always going to my right. Even though I'm walking and my side is to the Mizbeach, I'd be turning to the left. All right, Mekifin, V'yordim Derech Shmol. You go all the way around and you come down the left side. The left side of the ramp is not, when you're coming down the ramp, it's your right. But when you would ascend the ramp, it would be the left side of when you were ascending the ramp. Chutz min ha'olah gimel elu, she'olim v'yordim alaykev. Except for those that go up for these three items, students who go up to that location, turn around and come right back down. So the reason they do that is not because that's the shortest way. I mean that instead of going to the right when they went up, these three things went to the left. They went directly to the Keren Maravit Dromit. We're going to discuss the Nisuch HaMayim VaYayin because they would get ruined by the Ashana Mizbeach. So they wanted to get there as fast as possible. If the Kohen went all the way around the Mizbeach, they would get ruined. So he goes right to the left. He doesn't make a right turn. Here he goes to the left and goes straight to the Keren Maravit Dromit. So now you have a choice. What are you going to do? You're going to go all around the Mizbeach and come out? Or does he turn around and come right back down? Now, we don't say, and Tosfos points out here, it's not that we come back down because it's the unnecessary to walk around. He says no, because that's the right turn again. When you're facing the Keren, now that becomes the right turn, and now you come back down. It's as if you're going to the right. We opted out of the right turn for a purpose in the beginning, but once you're up there, we'll go back to the default, which is go to the right and come back down. So, Minahani Mile, where do we know this from? So, Amar Yeshua Makrua, the Pasuk says, Lo yasim alei shemen, velo yiten alei levuna, ki chatat hi. But the mincha, minchat chatat, it says that you shouldn't put any shemen on it, you shouldn't put any levuna on it, because it's a chatat hi. Chatat kriya mincha, and mincha kriya chatat. The chatat and mincha, there's a hekesh between them. There's some common denominator between them. What is that common denominator? It's very problematic, the girsa here. V'chatat. Ma chatat tu natzafon? Af mincha tu natzafon. Just like a chatat needs a tzafon, so too a mincha needs to be brought in the tzafon. Wait a minute. We just learned together that the mincha can be done b'chol makom ba'azara. The mincha does not require any tzafon. That was the previous Mishnah that we just read. So what do you mean that a chatat requires tzafon, so therefore a mincha requires tzafon? Rashi says, Yodei ani shekirsa zu shibush, or mishubeshet. This girsa is definitely problematic. He says, the only problem is I don't have an alternative. So he says, vishamati, at the end of the Rashi, he says, I heard, he says, but enu yodei amita. He says, I don't know the veracity of this claim, but I heard something and I'm going to go with it because I have no other choice here. Ma chatat psula shlo lishma, af mincha psula shlo lishma. He says, just like chatat is pasul when it's done shlo lishma, so too a mincha that's done shlo lishma is problematic. So Rashi opts out of this girsa of tzafon and says, no, that it has to be that we're talking about something else, because we know menachot do not require tzafon. So he opts into this girsa, which he doesn't know whether it's the veracity of it, and he says that it means machatat psula shelo lishma, so too a minchas psula shelo lishma. Tosfos, on the other hand, brings three alternatives to Rashi's girsa. One of those alternatives is to keep the word tzafon here. Rashi rejects keeping it here, even though Tosfos says yes. Tosfos says because it could be referring to a minchat choteh. The Mishnah before was talking about regular minachot. Regular minachot can be done b'chol makom azara. Maybe the minchat choteh in particular requires tzafon. And that's how the Rabbeinu Baruch says it is tzafon because of the hekesh, which is related specifically to the minchat chatat, that required tzafon. Rashi rejected that reasoning because he says in the previous Mishnah, it shouldn't have said, minachot, you can do b'chol makom zara. It should say, b'chol makom zara, chutz, mi minchat choteh. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't give you the chutz, and just says, par blanche, that it's all minachot are done anywhere you want, Rashi is not willing to accept that the minchat choteh has to be done in the north side. Whereas Tosfot says, no, that's fine. We're going to be willing to take that side of it to maintain the girsa. The other two girsaot that he brings down is, one of them is that from the Rabbeinu Chaim that suggests that ma chatat ta'un yisod, so too mincha requires yisod. Just like the shirei dam of the chatat must go to the yisod ha-mizbeach, so too the mincha, the hagashat ha-mincha has to be done in a corner where there is an yisod. And that is the Keren Marvit Dromit, because that's where the yisod for the dam is also. That hagashah is in a Keren that there is a yisod. The Tosfos rejects that a little bit because we learned that out from somewhere else. We learned out that the mincha requires Marvit Dromit. We're going to see in a second in the Gemara from Psukim. It's not because it requires yisod. And beyond that, why are you learning out from the shirei dam of the chatat? Learn out from the regular dam of the chatat that does not require yisod. It's put on all four corners, even though there is no yisod. So he rejects it. The last option is given by the Rabbeinu Tam. It says, ma chatat tu'una yamin, af mincha kein. Just like a chatat requires a right hand to be done, the etzba, yamin, to be done with the dam, so too the mincha must be done with the right hand. So that would maybe go against the position that we saw earlier in the Gemara on Daf Chaf Hei, which says that Rabbi Shimon says, ba lo obda b'kli, obda b'small. If you have to do the avodah in a kli, then you can do it with your left hand. Ba lo obda b'yad, you have to do it with yad yamin. Rabbi Shimon suggests over there that the yad yamin is only required if you do it directly with your hand, with the mincha, not if you do it inside of the kli. If you do it in a kli, he says you can even do small, because the requirement of yad only comes when you use your yad itself. itself. Over here, the Rabbeinu Talmud was suggesting that the requirement of yamin would be for everything, all the avodah, just like the chatat requires yamin, so to hear in the mincha. So those are four different options about what the Gemara could read. Either the girsa that we have in front of us, Beinu Baruch, tries to uphold despite the fact that Rashi rejects it. We have Rashi's interpretation that is lishma, that ma chatat lishma, ap mincha lishma. We have the Rabbeinu Chaim suggests ma chatat tuna yisod, so too the mincha tuna yisod. And the last one is Rabbeinu Tam, it says ma chatat tuna yamin, so too the mincha tuna yamin. Now the Gemara says ma mincha bekeren marvit yomit. Just like the mincha is done on the southwestern corner, al chatat bekeren marvit yomit. Also the chatat you're talking about here, chatat ha'of. Chatat ha'of also is done in the southwestern corner. So that's how we know that chatat ha'of is done in the southwestern corner. It comes from this hekesh between the mincha and the of, because in a korban olev yored, you have behema, chatat ha'of, and then a mincha. I'm learning both ways, because it's a hekesh between them. So just like before I learned mincha from chatat, now I'm learning a chatat from mincha.
But the mincha that we learned out from chatat was learned out from the chatas, not ha'of.
It's mentioned in a korban olev yored. You have the chatat behema, then you have the chatat of, and then you have the chatat mincha. All three of them are replacing each other. So it makes sense that the hekesh is between the different components there. It could be between the behema, because it's replacing the behema, or it could be between the chatat of, that it's also replacing. And so now the Gemara says, U'mincha gufa minolan. How do you know a mincha itself requires the southwestern corner? You're saying, well, chatat ha'of requires southwestern corner because the mincha requires it. Well, how do you know that a mincha requires a southwestern corner? Titanio, because it says by the mincha lifnei Hashem. Yachol b'marav, lifnei Hashem would be suggest that you do it on the western side of the mizbeach. Tamalomar el pnei mizbeach. But it also requires that it be at the face of the mizbeach. The face of the mizbeach is the southern side where the ramp goes up. So, iyo pnei mizbeach, if I do on pnei mizbeach, yachol b'darom, I do on the southern face, tamalomar lifnei Hashem. Then I'm losing out on the lifnei Hashem. The haketzad megisha b'keren marvit yomit. If you do it on the southwestern corner, keneged choda, right on the edge, then shokeren v'dayo. On that point, and dayo, that's enough. Mean that you capture both of them. Then you get lifnei Hashem and pnei hamizbeach, because the southwestern corner is the junction of the pnei hamizbeach and lifnei Hashem. It's where the marav meets the darom. And therefore, if you do it right in that location, that's enough. The word dayo, the Gemara Sotah explains that you don't have to actually have the mincha itself touch the corner. It's enough of the kli in which the mincha is contained and touches the corner. So that's enough for the hagasha. You don't need the actual mincha to touch it. That's what it means with dayo. Rabbi Lazar Amar, yachol yegishen ol marav vashel keren ol drom vashel keren. I would have thought maybe at the corner you can put it on the western side of the corner or the southern side of the corner. Amar kol makom shata motzei shnei mikraot. You have two psukim. Echad mekayim etzmo umekayim chavero. In one instance, you can do something that will be mekayim both psukim. Echad mekayim etzmo mevatel chavero. In another instance, you'll mekayim one of the psukim and leave the one behind. We leave out the option where you'll mekayim one of the psukim, but then leave the other pasuk behind. Which then will take up the action that will be mekayim both psukim. So ata omer el pnei Hashem b'marav hechad kayabten el pnei hamizbeach. If you do it on the western side of the corner, then you're mekayim el pnei Hashem, but you leave behind el pnei hamizbeach. So ata omer el pnei hamizbeach b'darom. If you do it on the southern side of the corner, but when you go to on the southern side, you haven't accomplished lifnei Hashem. Therefore, what's the best way to do it? You put it at the corner. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, we can conclude from this that the entire Mizbeach is in the Tzafon. Because the only way that the Keren Marvit Dromit is going to be Lifnei Hashem or Lifnei Petach Ol Moed is if the entire Mizbeach is in the Tzafon. If you look here, the Mizbeach, the Petach, if the Mizbeach sits on the Tkulu B'Tzafon, means it's sitting right on the line that divides the Azara in half, we know that the Petach Ol Moed is five Amot to each side. The only way for the Keren Marvit Dromit to be in front of Petach Ol Moed if the whole thing is in the Tzafon. Now it could be that if it's a drop, Gugut the Tzafon also it would be, but we have no opinion. We only saw the Rabbeinu Hananel and Sukkot who has such an opinion. The other opinions are either Kula Bidarom or Ruba Bidarom. In that case, the Marvit Dromit would be after, past the doorway already. It wouldn't be Petach Ol Moed. So the only way to say that the Keren Marvit Dromit accomplishes both the Pnei Hashem and Pnei Mizbeach is if you believe the Mizbeach is Kula Bitzafon. Right. Now the Gemara is going to deal with what seems to be a seeming stira inside of our Mishnah, which is first it says you do it in the southwestern corner, the chatat of, and afterwards it says b'chomakom shira. So my kamar, so I'm Ravashi Yachi kamar. When we have that stira in the Mishnah about one says b'chomakom and the other one says it should be done on the keren marvit yomit, this is how you explain it. B'chomakom ma'itak shira the melikata. We do the shechita in every place. Elazay yamikoma the hazata, but the hazaa has to be done in this corner. I mean, melika can be done anywhere, but the hazaa has to be done in this corner. Tanira l'hadatan rabbono, and we have a brayta that supports this understanding. That malika can be done anywhere you want on the mizbeach around the azara. Malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach shira. So you can do malika wherever you want. Hizah dama b'chol makom shira. So if you do the azara in any place, it's also shira. Hizah v'lo mitzah. If you do azara, you didn't do mitzah shira. Uvad shitein mechuta sikra olamata midama nefesh. As long as you get the dama nefesh below the chuta sikra, which is the requirement. Chatat of is done below the chuta sikra. My kamar. What is this brayta saying? How can the brayta say that hizah b'chol makom is kshira, then come back and say uvad shitein mechuta sikra olamata, and then give a qualifier? Either it's b'chol makom or it has to be below the chuta sikra. So what is the brayta saying? Hakakamar. Malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach kshira. You do malika anywhere you want, fine. Zah dama b'chol makom b'mizbeach kshira. If you do the mitzui adam anywhere, it's fine. Because shim hizah below mitzah kshira. Because mitzah is not ma'akev. The hazaa is ma'akev, but not the mitzah. The mitzah is after the blood squirts out onto the mizbeach. Then you do mitzah, you press it up against the mizbeach. That is a sharei mitzvah. It's like being pouring the sharei adam into the yisod. Something you're supposed to do, but it's not ma'akev the kapara. So since it's not ma'akev the kapara, if you do the mitzvah anywhere on the mizbeach, it's fine as long as you do the hazaa properly. Uvach yitem yichut esikra olamata midama nefesh. As long as the dama nefesh ended up on the lower half of the mizbeach. Here, Mary Dramid is the optimal place to get the hazata dam in that corner. But even if you get any of the dam below the chuta sikra, anywhere on the mizbeach, there you are fine. But that's true of the Hazat Adam. That has that limitation. The Chatchila to be done in the Keren Marbi Dromit, B'diyevet to be done anywhere below the Chuta Sikra. Malika does not have that limitation. Malika can be done b'chol makom, on the Mizbeach, up, down, all around, wherever you want to be, because there is no limitation whatsoever when it comes to Malika. And that's how we explain in our Mishnah, b'chol makom, Rav Ashi's b'chol makom, and the Breita is b'chol makom.